Now to Mississippi. Reuters News Service reports it was a 30-foot storm surge caused by Hurricane Katrina along the Gulf Coast there. The wire service says it wiped out 90% of the buildings along the coast at Biloxi and Gulfport. It left a scene of destruction Governor Haley Barbour compares to a nuclear detonation. Holbrook Moore is a reporter with the Associated Press. He's in Gulfport. We spoke earlier.
Today, most of the efforts here have been focused on trying to find survivors and get those people to appropriate care. It's just becoming a problem since most of the hospitals here are damaged. They are already overcrowded. They're also still recovering bodies. The civil defense director told me yesterday it seems like they're uncovering bodies minute to minute. He said there were 100 confirmed fatalities yesterday, and that number could double or triple.
Are you saying that's in Gulfport?
In Harrison County.
In Harrison County. Are you still finding survivors? Are the rescue people still finding survivors?
Yes, actually, the civil defense director, Joe Spraggins, yesterday said two people were pulled from the Gulf who had been out there for 11 or 12 hours. There were 60 people found at an apartment complex that flooded. They apparently all went to one spot that was high enough where they could keep their heads out of water. Those people were pulled out. Two people were found under debris yesterday, still alive. There are search and rescue teams being brought in from around the country with dogs. They're joining the effort. So, yeah, they are still finding survivors.
The pictures that I see from Gulfport look like complete devastation in some areas, at least. Where are people going for shelter?
They have quite a few shelters open around town in high schools, churches. Those are getting pretty crowded at this point.
They are. How do people seem to be coping? Are they in shock? Are they trying to organize themselves? What is happening?
I met a man on the street. He came up to me and asked me if I could help him. He pointed to a Shell gas station along the beach that was totally demolished, and he just broke into tears asking, "Where's Debbie? Where's Debbie? She's the love of my life." So people are pretty distraught down here.
Food and water. Are they available for people?
They are somewhat available. The National Guard is supposed to be bringing in more supplies along with the Red Cross. But as of yesterday, there were very few aid stations open. I don't know how that's going to change today.
Let me ask about civil order there. There have been reports of looting in New Orleans anyway. Is there civil order in Gulfport?
There is a lot of looting going on. Yesterday, we saw a surf style. What's the name of it? It's a little beachside souvenir shop, and there were people running out. They were all carrying the same flower print blue bag when they came out stuffed with merchandise. An amusement park along the beach here was destroyed, and there were people riding the go-karts from their go-kart track up and down the beach road. So yeah, looting is a problem here. From what I understand, the jails are filling up pretty fast.
The jails? So police are making arrests?
Yes, they are.
Holbrook, aside from the human devastation that's going on there, there must be some pretty dreadful economic consequences coming as well.
Absolutely. In Mississippi, casinos have to be anchored in the water. So they're all barges, and there are 12 of them along the coast, and they all sustained heavy damage. One of them, actually, the president, was ripped from its mooring and tossed across U.S. 90 into a Holiday Inn. I spoke to the CEO of Treasure Bay yesterday. And he said that not only are these people going to have to rebuild their homes and their lives, a lot of them are going to have to do it without jobs because those casinos employ 15,000 to 16,000 people on the coast. That's direct jobs, and it's hard to estimate how many jobs are indirect from that.
Holbrook Moore in Gulfport, Mississippi. Holbrook, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
This note, listeners, you can find links to aid agencies at our website, npr.org, where you can help. More in a moment.